Blog Talk Radio.
Judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Oppressors are bullies. They are tyrants. They're just bad people. They're intimidators. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Amen for that. Mine eyes fail for the salvation. Salvation means deliverance. And for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord Yah, to work, for they have made void. Void means wasted or useless or abandoned or empty thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts. And esteem means to be thoughtful of thy precepts concerning all things that might be. And I hate false, and I hate every false way. I have read to you from the book of Psalms 119. Verses 121 through 128. I pray that our Father will give us understanding, as verse 125 says, of your words. I thank you for that, Heavenly Father. Now, sheep, let us have a word of prayer I hate hearing on my phone this tap, 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 tap. Oh, forgive me. I thought I have purchased the best phone service in the United States of America, but apparently not. There's no phone that's good. The other phone I had, it was blocking. People couldn't hear. Words were falling off and coming back on. Just ridiculous. Let's take time to pray this morning unto our Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Did you think about praying? If not, I have for you. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Yet I am angry at the oppressor who constantly murder our children in the United States of America and get away with it. The white police officers, white volunteers, the white paid people who watch us as we go into the malls. Father, we are your children. You say in Matthew chapter 15, if I don't forgive my trespasses, then my trespasses will not be forgiven. But I think of John 10:10, where it says that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's the oppressor. They are not one of us. They don't even, their complexion, their skin color, or their hair texture is not one of us. Heavenly Father, I know I don't need to remind you of such. I thank you for giving us excellent health with sane, sound minds. And I thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. I am Sandra Harris, your host. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read from the book of the Holy Bible, the King James Version. About 2 weeks ago, I mentioned to you, sheep, that we are not supposed to call anyone father. And my books, my Bibles, read different from each other. Today, I would read to you what I was talking about in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 11. It says, do not call anyone on earth your father, but one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. Now I'm reading from King James Holy Bible. Let's see, but it is the New King James Version. And I don't know what year that was written. I'm trying to look at the copyright. The last time it was written, it was in 1964. But now, this book, the New King James Version of the Bible, I've read it so much that it comes apart. So I'm going to go into the regular King James Version of the Bible. And see, I want you to follow me to Jeremiah chapter 36, I think it is. Yep, it's called the Scroll read in the temple. Let's read starting at Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 1. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will give me time to read it in its entirety. Let's start. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 1. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that the word came unto Jeremiah from Yah the Lord, saying, take thee a roll of a book and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. Verse 3, it may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I propose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way. You hear that, black man of America? We are from the house of Judah, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. You wonder why I say we are from the house of Judah. That's because if you read this Bible, you would know in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, as well as in Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, it says that those who say they are Jews, they are not, but the children of Satan. And then I also read some other place. Hopefully I will think of it before I finish reading the chapter 36 and tell you. Oh, I think it's called the Limba tribe, D-N-A-L-E-M-B-A. I think that's how you spell it. Look up their DNA. They look like you and I, black folk of America. And their DNA was proven to go back to Jacob, the father of the Israelites. So we are the Israelites, as far as I'm concerned. But people don't listen to me. Very few people listen. Nonetheless, I thank my Heavenly Father for what I do and for the way that he has allowed me to share his word, although the devil is trying to take my voice. But I intend to read until I have no voice. And I think my Heavenly Father will restore my voice, because I'm doing what he told me to do, that is to feed his sheep and to minister unto the people. He said the people. That the means inclusive. All people should listen to me, whether they want to or not. But that's okay. I'm just happy that I have this medium, Blog Talk Radio, to read the word that's written in the Bible to us sheep, so that we will know what we should know. And I'll do my best. I'll do my best at reading to you. Let's pick up at Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 4. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Yah the Lord, which he spoke unto him upon a roll of a book. Maybe I should have titled this roll read in the church, in the temple, instead of scroll. Let's pick up reading Jeremiah 36, verse 5. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of Yah the Lord. Therefore, go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of Yah the Lord in the ears of the people in Yah the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. Verse 7. And it came, hold on a moment, please. Verse 7. It may be they will repent. Excuse me. It may be they will present their supplication. And supplication is a prayer, a humble prayer, before Yah the Lord, and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that Yah the Lord has pronounced against this people. And this is why we're suffering. Our foreparents did not change. And so here we are in the United States of America. If you read in the book of Deuteronomy, I think it's chapter 28, verse 68, we are the only people on earth that I know of that were brought to a land that we don't know and be made slaves. Those people over in Israel who say they are Israelis, they were not brought to a strange country on board of a ship. Verse 8, you look into it yourself. Sheep, you're smart. Open up your mind and your eyes and your ears and read this Bible. And then you will come to the belief that I have come to. Not only that, when I was back in school 40 years ago, my teachers, a couple of my instructors said things that I just didn't pay any attention to. And when I was in school and they were teaching me about white folk history, I didn't want to listen. I didn't pay any attention, but I wish I had, because they were teaching truth. And it didn't come to me until after I surrendered unto my Heavenly Father, when he told me to feed his sheep and minister unto the people. And after I got really sick, that's when I surrendered. And I am so glad that I did. It just makes me happy. Let's pick up reading Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 8. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will not let me interrupt this reading until I finish it. Verse 8. And Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to... Well, let me pick up at verse 7. I talk so much, I think I was at verse 7, but it's important. I read verse 7, but it's important to reread it. It says, it may that they will present their supplication. Supplication is their prayer before Yah the Lord, and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that Yah the Lord has pronounced against this people. And Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book of the words of Yah the Lord in Yah the Lord's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before Yah the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then Baruch read in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of Yah the Lord, in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the higher court, at the entry of the new gate of Yah the Lord's house, in the ears of all the people. Then Micah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of Yah the Lord. Then he went down into the king's house, unto the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even, excuse me, what happened? Oh, there it is. My computer went off. I do have a computer. Our Heavenly Father blessed me to have one for the last month. Let's see. Let me pick up at verse 11. When Micah, the son of Gemarich, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of Yah the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishama and Elnathan, the son of Archbar, and Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Himariah, and all the princes. Then Micah declared unto them all the words that he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehuda, the son of Benaiah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, and Baruch, unto Baruch, saying, take in thy hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the roll in his hand and came unto them. Verse 15, and they said unto him, sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. Now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, they were afraid, both one and the other, and said unto Baruch, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? Then Baruch answered them, he pronounced all the words unto me. Did I skip anything? Let's go back. I apologize for that. I'm going back to verse 15. And he said unto them, sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. Now it came to pass, when they had heard all these words, they were afraid, both one and another, and said unto Baruch, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? Then Baruch answered and said, he pronounced all the words unto me. And see, I'm thinking he had told them, but he had not. Then Baruch answered them, he pronounced all the words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide thee in Jeremiah, and let no man know where ye be. Verse 20, and they went in to the king into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehuda to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber, and Jehuda read it in the ears of the king and in the ears of the princes, which stood beside the king. Now, the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire in the hearth. A hearth is like a fireplace burning before him. Verse 23, and it came to pass when Jehuda had read three of the four leaves, I'm thinking leaves are pages, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the harp until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the harp. And I'm thinking that it was Jehoiakim that cut the leaves with the penknife. But let's read on verse 24. And verse 24, yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servant that heard these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaiah and Gemarah had made intercession unto the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jerahmeel, the son of Himelech, and Seraiah, the son of Azrael, the Shelemite, the son of Adadel, take Baruch, the scribe, and Jeremiah, the prophet. But the Lord, Yah, the Lord, hid them. Verse 27, then the word of Yah, the Lord, came to Jeremiah. After that, the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll, and write in all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, had burned. Oh, maybe he had burned. Verse 29, and thou shalt say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, thus said Yah the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from this man and beast. So that's why they burned up the scroll, and the roll was read in the temple. Verse 30, therefore, thus said Yah, the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. Verse 31, and I will punish him and his seed, and his servants shall for their iniquity. Iniquity is wrongdoing. And I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them. But they hearkened not. Hearken means they didn't listen. Verse 32. Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch, the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words. I pray that you sheep get an understanding of the words that I've read. I've read all of Jeremiah chapter 36. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for keeping the evil one away from us, your sheep, as you constantly do. I thank you for allowing me to read your word to your sheep. Amen. Hush, your sheep. Remember to take our Heavenly Father with you every place you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you next Sabbath. God loves you so much. Father.
of your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Down, and I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause his love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation.